How we doing?
Look at Amari.
Did they feed you guys here, Matt? Yeah. It's pretty good. It looks pretty good, though. Yeah, veggie wrap. Yeah, that's good. That's a good perk. What's up, Aaron? I mean, we see each other every day. I mean, can't we have a normal conversation without a microphone? You know what I mean? It's.
I didn't get you.
I'm sure somebody's going to ask me a draft question or some, you know, whatever. Here we go.
When you look at Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, how good a tandem is that? And,
yeah.
How much is it kind of a good thing that you have the kind of corners that you have for this sort of matchup?
Yeah, no question. Big matchup, big challenge. Both guys are big. You know, one of the things about their whole core of receivers is they're about 6 feet, 6 feet one across the board. And they can run, got good ball skills. You know, obviously Amari and Michael are excellent players. Can run all the routes. Downfield routes, short routes, intermediate routes, good hands. So, big challenge. We're going to have to mix it up on them and basically take the mentality that, look, you know, we're going to play aggressively, and, you know, that's how we play.
Bill, could you talk about that memo that went to the players yesterday about Mexico City?
Yeah, I mean, John, you know, look, we're taking our team to a unique, unfamiliar environment to play an NFL game. So, you know, we're basically peak performance is a necessity. And so it's responsible for our organization to offer simple suggestions, just like I'm sure the Houston Chronicle or the Associated Press, whenever you guys probably travel abroad out of the country, I'm sure they give you simple suggestions too as to how to travel and things like that. So, you know, look, that's what we're doing, and that's about all I'm going to say about that memo or whatever it is.
You said you're doing everything like a regular season game. Are you worried about putting too much emphasis on this one where they can't have fun before the game?
I don't understand that question.
Are they able to have fun on the road when they go ordinarily? Is it all business?
We're getting ready to play an NFL game. I mean, I don't understand that question.
Do they have any free time?
Yeah, they
that?
Can go to an amusement park and just show up at 1 o'clock for kickoff. I mean, I'm not sure what you're asking. We have a lot of fun here, John. We just came off the practice field with – music blasting, a lot of fun going on, a lot of chop busting going on, things like that. So, you know, I don't really know what you're asking, but, you know, I guess that's a better question for the players. Fun is winning. That's what's fun.
What is one thing? You're ranked fifth in rushing. They're fourth in rushing. Is it more important to run the ball and control it or commit less turnovers?
Oh, most important stat is the turnover takeaway stat. No doubt about it. You know, we've got 100% ball security and do the best we can to try to take the ball away.
Bill, are you any concerned about the field conditions? What do your guys say about the field down there and that kind of thing?
I don't know anything about the field. Again, we're just going down there, going to have some fun and play a game.
How good would it be to get Brian Peters back? He's been working hard to rehab that.
Big part of our special teams unit. It's important to have him back, and looks like he's looks like he should be ready to go.
Coach, was there anything surprising about Keem Hunt's performance in the past game? Do you feel that he's earned more snaps going forward?
No, nothing surprising about what he did against Jacksonville. I thought he had earned the right to be up on the you know, game day, you know, 53 roster and then the game day roster, and he went out there and played very well and didn't surprise us at all. You know, as far as how many more snaps he'll get and things like that, I think that's all dictated by how we approach this game, how we're going to try to attack the Raiders, but he'll be in the game plan.
What do you think about what Dwayne's done since he come back and the offensive line has improved?
Yeah, he's done a good job. He's done an excellent job. I mean, I don't know where to even begin. I mean, he's run blocking very well. His pass protection is really, really good. He's graded out very high every week. Got the game ball, one of the game balls for the game against Jacksonville. Excellent leader for us. So, yeah, no, he's doing a good job. It's good to – obviously been good to have him back in there.
Bill, for all the attention their passing game gets, and it's a ton, it's deserved, their running game is a huge part of what they do. How is it a little bit different what they're trying to accomplish their running game? How important is it to, quote, earn the right to defend the pass when you face them?
I think the number one thing that you have to do when you play these guys is you better – I think it really is true about November and December football is you have to be able to stop the run. And so they, you know, they have a big offensive line. You know, like I said yesterday, 300-plus across the board. And then Murray is a very big back. And then they have the two sub-backs that are excellent players too. Richard and Washington. So I think we have to stop the run. And then, look, you know, we've got to play the pass aggressively. We've got to, you know, mix things up. And we're still working on the game plan. We're not, you know, 100% sure on certain situations how we're going to approach it. I think we've had two good days of practice, and some of it's set, but it's it's a game plan that'll be being put together all the way up to the game, and that's how we look at it.
What kind of boost would it be if AJ and Vince are able to go on Monday night?
Be a good boost, yeah. No, you want all your best players up there. Vince would be good to have him back in there, especially with, like I was just saying to Greg about how they run the football. And then AJ, you know, he's having a really good year for us, so it'll be good to have him in there. And those guys have been out at practice and look pretty good, so looks like they'd be ready to go.